This podcast of the Jeff and Gary Show is brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill in Cordova. Get into Moe's neighborhood.
All right, good stuff on the emails and text toys. 49617. You can text the show at 49617. You can call the show at 522-9730. Chris Harrington has written in. Chris Harrington is with the Memphis Flyer, and he writes this. There's a wage freeze at the U of M. Does that apply to John Calipari, to his assistants, to Tommy West? I don't actually know the answer to this, I guess. If not, aren't you saying, and here's the interesting point he makes. He says, aren't you saying that these programs aren't actually a part of our university, but are instead outlaw institutions that exist outside the scope of everything else we do? Yeah, I know the answer, but that's the point. This isn't the movie business or pro sports. It's public universities.
It's fine. And I get all that, and it makes it look, if we could tear all this up and start over, it is absurd to have these big businesses of minor league franchises for professional sports leagues that college football is for the NFL and college basketball is for the NBA attached to universities. It's an insane setup that I don't think was ever intended to become what it has become. But what it has become is a farm system for professional sports and big business. If we could tear it all up and start all over, I'm confident we'd come up with a better way to do all of this. Again, this is the way the world works. And if you want to try to take football out of the University of Tennessee because football shouldn't be attached to a public university or to an institution of higher learning, knock yourself out. The problem is, this is the system that we've created, and it's not going away.
Well, I mean, there's no question that there is absolutely no wage freeze at the University of Memphis that applies to John Calipari.
No.
And there is no wage freeze at the University of Memphis that applies to Tommy West, or except for losing. I mean, I guess that's the wage freeze that applies to Tommy West, but there is no wage freeze that applies to, let's be honest, anyone on the sports end of things. Does it mean that they are institutions that, the way Chris Harrington phrased it, that they are outlaw institutions that exist outside the scope of everything else we do? I think outlaw is strong, but I think, and incorrect, there's nothing outlaw about them. Are they institutions that exist outside the scope of everything that a university does? Absolutely. There's no question that they are institutions that do not exist within the context of a university. And so to call these people student athletes and whatever, the fiction that it depends on is outrageous and ridiculous. And yet no one even believes that. I mean, we all know they're, I mean, isn't it? We all know there are enterprises that exist outside the context of university, don't we? I mean, one's fooling themselves.
Yeah,
really.
I mean, Miles Brand is the only one who stands up there and tries to pretend otherwise. I mean, he stands up there and he talks about our student athletes. No, first off, they're not student athletes. They're athletes who happen to be a part of a university for as long as they need to be a part of the university until they can do something better or until you're through with them. And in a meeting in the middle, the kid will graduate as well. Perfect. But the idea, I once asked a basketball coach, I said, how many of your kids are like normal students at your school? And he said, what do you mean? Like, they all go to class. And I said, no. Like, how many of your basketball players would actually be at this school or at a school like this if not for basketball? And you know what his answer was?
None.
Zero. Zero. None. We don't have any of those guys. None. But we win a lot of basketball games, and that's what it is. And you have to take it for what it is. And if you want to get up in arms about it, that's fine. But you're getting up in arms. It's like getting up in arms about AIDS in Africa. I mean, I wish to God we didn't have AIDS in Africa. It seems like it's terrible, right? And it's wrong. But, you know, if you go fix it then. And good luck.
Well, I mean, there are some people, I guess.
There are things you just can't change, I guess.
Is true. There are some people that it interferes with their enjoyment of it. That they are so despondent over the fact that, or disgusted, I guess it is, over the fact that our academic institutions have become nothing but athletic institutions, or the, you know, have these huge entertainment complexes grafted on, that it prevents them from actually enjoying the product. Just like there are those people who are so upset with the Grizzlies that they built FedEx Forum, that's part of that game, that it prevents them from enjoying the product. Most of us are able to say, yep, probably not a perfect world, but you know, I like NBA basketball, so I'll get over the fact that we had to build a building, and I like college basketball, so I'll get over the fact that most of the athletes who are there are not there for an education.
And again, it's a messed up
way the world is.
It's the way the world is. I mean, if we start all over, let's start all over. We do things a lot differently. But in the year 2009, this is the way college athletics works, and it ain't changing, I assure you.
All right, tomorrow, John Robick joins us, as he does every single Tuesday. Yes, Gary?
AP poll out, yeah. If you care. Tigers are fifth in the AP, fourth in the coaches poll.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Jeff and Gary. Our work here is done.